Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today, we're dialing up Brazil to find out which art shows might tickle our fancy in São Paulo. And on the other end of the line to guide us is art writer Claire Rigby. We'll be discussing the revival of Lina Bobardi's original designs for the São Paulo Museum of Art. We'll head to Galeria Leme for a group show that explores unrepresented history. And we'll discover some bright new talent at the Zippa Galeria in their annual competition, Artists Without Galleries. That's all coming up on today's edition of the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Claire, welcome to the show. The first show you want to talk to us about is at the São Paulo Museum of Art. And this is kind of a show within a show, isn't it? This is an interesting idea. It's a kind of show that riffs on the curatorial instinct and how paintings themselves are displayed. Talk us through it.
The show is called Picture Gallery in Transformation. And technically, it's a show of the museum's archive, of the museum's incredible collection. But what's most interesting about it, or one of the most interesting things about it, is this is a revival of the original exhibition design layout. And in this case, that is really exciting. So Lina Bobardi was the architect of the Mass Museum itself, which is an incredible glass box suspended under these two concrete pillars on Avenida Paulista in São Paulo. And inside the museum, when it was inaugurated in 1968, she designed the exhibition so that it was all these paintings almost kind of hanging in midair, almost they seem to be. But they're actually suspended on concrete plinths on sheets of glass. And that was actually the overall design for this collection for 30 years nearly, until 1996, I think. And it's just recently been revived.
It's a fascinating thing. What was the thinking behind this? Was it trying to escape the white cubes, trying to escape the salon hang, you know, the kind of very crowded thing that you would have had in a very grand sitting room of days of yore? What was the idea behind Lina Bobardi's original concept for the way this was hung?
I think it was definitely escaping from the white cube and also really quite revolutionary in terms of access to art and you know, in which ways people access art. This is a museum that's right in the centre of the city, or at least in one of the city's centres. And one of her kind of instincts, and in fact, the current curator at MASP, who took over just last year, I think he's called the artistic director, Adriano Pedroso, has revived this, and it's got this sort of idea behind it of just displaying all this art and not really forcing viewers into, you know, sort of themed clusters of artworks or even really timelines, because although the pictures are displayed in a chronological order, you wouldn't really know that. You just kind of walk through this forest of art, and each person is kind of making their own connections and enjoying the art in a really immediate and visceral way with really no intermediation at all.
And it's an interesting thing. Presumably you're looking at, I don't know, I think I can see in the background of the picture that I have in front of me, a Modigliani perhaps, and then you can see behind that a landscape. So you're going through genre, you're going through different schools of art, and you can sort of see through all these walls rather than just seeing paintings next to each other. It's quite a dizzying effect. I presume in the flesh it really is quite a powerful piece of curatorial work.
Dizzying is the word. It's absolutely incredible. The sensation of walking through them, it really can't be overstated. It's and it's not just walking through and kind of, it's almost seeing these, you know, incredible paintings. As I say, some of those you've mentioned, Renoir, Picasso, Van Gogh, you know, Cezanne, I mean, name an artist and they're there basically, up until about the 60s, which is when this collection was mainly assembled, between the 40s and the 1960s. Obviously, these are much older works, but that was when they were bought. The other really fantastic thing is walking all the way through the exhibition and then turning around and looking behind you, and you're looking at all the backs of the paintings. So you can go 360 degrees around any of the paintings, and then suddenly you're appreciating them as objects as well as historical, you know, objects in time, and you can see all the labels on the back of the exhibitions they've been in over the years, and it really, really stunning.
It sounds like fascinating stuff. That is called Picture Gallery in Transformation. It's at MASP, the São Paulo Museum of Art. Where are we going next? We're going to Galeria Leme. This is called Toto Monumento.
So this exhibition is a group show at the gallery, and it's inspired by a work by the Brazilian artist Cildo Meirelles, who made a work in 1970 called Totem Monumento. It's almost a play on words as in totem monument. And the full The full name of that piece that he did was Totem Monument to the Political Prisoner. What he did in that show was he took 10 live chickens, this is in 1970, took 10 live chickens, took them out back, basically, of an art exhibition that was just opening, tied them to a wooden stake and set fire to them and burned them alive and stood there and watched them burn. A horrific act, a horrific performance piece, but it was actually about political prisoners, as the title suggests. It was at a time when Brazil's military dictatorship, it was one of the most brutal times of the dictatorship. And there's a small text in the gallery, in Galleria Leme, where Meirelles himself talks about doing the performance, doing the piece, and how he had hoped that one of the, you know, members of the military government would make some sort of comment or statement about it. And sure enough, somebody did. It was a member of Congress who expressed their disgust with this, you know, burning alive of 10 live chickens. And for Meirelles, kind of completed the piece, because, you know, how can you be, you know, outraged or astonished by that when really, you know, people are being kidnapped and tortured and murdered in prison.
So this was very much a piece that relied on the circle being squared almost by reaction from a viewer. It sounds like an interesting thing. Was this a one-off installation? I've seen actually a video installation of this in Abu Dhabi, I think, like 2 or 3 years ago. So does this travel the world as now a video installation when it was originally a performance piece?
Yeah, that's fascinating. I've never seen the video of that. I've seen a photo. And is that actually a video of the chickens burning? I'll look out for that. Well, I've got a photo here that he showed in the exhibition, which is a photo he took the day after, of just this sort of, you know, scorched wooden stake and bits of feather and bone and just scorched ground.
It's quite a shocking piece, actually. I mean, it was sort of, you know, walking through a show where this was one of the works. It really is, in a darkened room, walking into a darkened room and seeing this on a large video screen the size of one wall. It's pretty, it's still a very powerful work.
Yeah, absolutely. So they've taken and run with it for this show, the curator of this show here at Galleria Leme. It begins with that piece in the form of a photo and a description by Meirelles of his piece and why he did it. And then the rest of the pieces, they're all Brazilian artists, I think. And they are all works that kind of revolve around monuments and history and the way history is crystallized in the public sphere. So often they're playing on the kind of triumphalist, historical, equestrian monuments that are, you know, installed and kind of become the history that we absorb. But many of these works are actually dealing with other kinds of histories, really in a wonderful way. So one that I liked in particular was by the artist Clara Iani, who took traces. She did, you know, quite simple traces of a forensic anthropology book, which are lesions on bones. They're shattered bones or cracks in bones or even bullet wounds in bones, which are used by, I think it's by Argentina's forensic anthropology team, who are specialised at, and they've specialised recently in, you know, uncovering evidence of the disappeared. And I think they've been working in Mexico as well on the disappeared students. So they have this manual that they've created, and, you know, the captions to the pictures in the manual are things like the passage of a blade passing through a rib cage, or, you know, a 9mm bullet. And this artist, Clara Iani, has traced those images as vestiges of history, you know, as kind of shattered bones and a different kind of monument to the way history actually happens.
So there's a bit of Gary Leme staging something which is a bit of a museum of memory almost, which is something that I went to a museum of memory recently in Colombia, and it has that idea of these quite political, quite abrupt pieces of art that are kind of hugely engaging and obviously are an act of catharsis for a lot of the people. This was in Medellin, which was the old drugs capital of Colombia, the Pablo Escobar ruled drugs capital of Colombia. And I suppose these works, do these ones in São Paulo, Claire, still have that kind of visceral energy? Do you feel attached to them?
Yeah, I think a couple of the other works in this would have had, you know, have a similar effect. Another one by Erica Ferrari, a really fantastic São Paulo artist, is a kind of, it's a monument, it's the biggest piece in the show, I think, and it's this sort of huge agglomeration of rubble and bits of kind of broken concrete and tiles and all kinds of things that she pushes together into these shapes. And in the centre of one of these weird shapes, looks almost like a huge oyster shell propped against the gallery wall, is the foreleg of a horse, the impression of the foreleg of a horse. And it's from a downtown statue in São Paulo. one of the kind of triumphalist equestrian monuments I mentioned earlier. And in that case, that statue is actually in one of the most run down and, you know, one of the most difficult downtown squares, I would say, is Praça Princesa Isabel, which is right on the edge of what's called Cracolandia, Crackland. So it's a square that's just haunted by lost souls. And it just, you know, the idea that she's, I think, you know, of having this kind of impression of the horse's leg from that incredible statue, which is the Duke of Caxias. You know, what on earth does that mean to the people that actually live in that square and kind of wander that square day to day? So, yeah, I think at least for me, that kind of almost, again, it brings it full circle. It's this downtown monument, but she updates it with this deterioration and kind of dereliction, you know, that she's created.
Well, it's powerful stuff. It's Toto Monumento at Galleria Leme. And we're speaking to Claire Rigby about São Paulo's art treats at the moment. And we're going to end up, Claire, with Zipper Galleria. This is Artists Without Galleries, a slightly amusing name for a gallery. But presumably, this is exactly what it says on the tin, and a great cause and a great bit of competition for local Paulista artists.
Yes, it's an annual competition that actually takes place in different galleries each time. And, you know, there's a judging panel and they choose 10 artists, and eventually one will win a prize, which is a solo exhibition. And the artist in particular that I wanted to mention from this show, there were some lovely works in the show, but in particular there's a photographer, Bruno Bernardi, who has a really, really stunning pieces, which I'll certainly be looking out for him. They're incredible architectural pieces, works where he takes photographs of construction sites here in Sao Paulo. And by the way, that's everywhere. I mean, everywhere you look, there seem to be buildings just constantly springing up. And he's captured that in the most interesting way, these really large-scale photos with a really interesting focus where the perspective seems to be everywhere all the time, a bit like a Cézanne still life. And just stunning, really. Some of the constructions appear to be abandoned. So again, there's this sort of sense of dereliction while at the same time are under construction. For him, he says that it's about, you know, almost historical records in one sense, and in another sense, a sort of virtual reality of constructions that exist really fleetingly, because he photographs them one day and the next day the construction continues and that, you know, that place is gone and never comes back again. Yeah. The photos themselves are stunning, yeah.
It sounds like beautiful stuff, and we should point our listeners in the direction, therefore, of Artists Without Galleries at Zipper Galleria. Before that, Claire Rigby told us about Toto Monumento at Galleria Leme, and we kicked off with Picture Gallery in Transformation, nicely titled at MASP, which is the São Paulo Museum of Art. So we should thank our guest, Claire Rigby, on the line, almost, from São Paulo. Thank you very much. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. The show is produced by Holly Fisher. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow for our music review with Laura Snapes. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.